are back again. How are you? This is Confession of Faith 2021, Week 19, Baptist Faith and Message, Article 4, which is salvation. Now, it has some subpoints under it. So what we're going to do is break it up into different weeks. You know, I always like to start with this main page, just so you can see. This is BFM, Baptist Faith and Message, bfm.sbc.net. Easy to use, very nice practical tool. Going to Article 4, and then also, now we don't do this just because of the way it works out on the live stream. All of the cross references for every article are hyperlinked also. You can go right to them. Very nice tool. All right, salvation. See if I can get that bigger for you. Yes. All right. What I'll do is read through the whole thing today as an introduction and then come back to this opening paragraph and look at that a second time. And then next week, of course, we'll look at letter A, regeneration. And then after that, B, you can see down here, justification. We'll see as we read through. All right, let's go through it. Ready? All right. Week 19, Article 4, salvation. Salvation involves the redemption of the whole man. Now, salvation includes many blessings. In general, salvation means being saved. Specifically, it means being saved from the judgment of God against our sin. And it involves the redemption of the whole man. Redemption is being purchased back, being bought back, being bought out of slavery to sin. So those are two aspects right off the bat we have in mind. We're being saved, or we're being delivered out from under God's judgment against our sin. And it involves, which means at the same time, this is also happening, we're being purchased out of slavery. The bonds of slavery, spiritual slavery to sin, are being broken. We're being bought out of slavery to sin and from sin. You can think of the picture of Israel being delivered, being redeemed out of Egypt. Okay. So now I'm not going to stop after every line or every phrase and give a little synopsis of it. But that's what the article is. Salvation, and it involves redemption. We have to know, at least in a general way, what that's talking about. One, salvation, being saved from God's judgment against our sin. Two, redemption, being purchased out of slavery to sin. Salvation involves the redemption of the whole man and is offered freely to all who accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's how you are saved. That's how you are redeemed, by accepting by faith Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, who by his own blood obtained eternal redemption for the believer. He did that for the believer. In its broadest sense, salvation includes, now you have what's going to be the subpoints in the coming weeks: regeneration, justification, sanctification, and glorification. When we circle back up to this paragraph, I'll give you very simple definitions for those words. Big words. Hey, at least they all rhyme, ending in that suffix. But don't be thrown, don't be intimidated by the fact that they have many syllables, or maybe you haven't heard those words too often, or maybe at all. They have very, very simple meanings, okay? So that's today. When we circle back up here, I'll give you those. There's no salvation apart from personal faith in Jesus Christ as Lord. Letter A, regeneration, or the new birth, is a work of God's grace whereby believers become new creatures in Christ Jesus. It is a change of heart wrought by the Holy Spirit through conviction of sin, to which the sinner responds in repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance and faith are inseparable experiences of grace. Lots of things there. Good things. Repentance is a genuine turning from sin toward God. Faith is the acceptance of Jesus Christ and commitment of the entire personality to Him as Lord and Savior. Boy, this is ripe for the pickings, but that's next week. We'll break that open. Justification is God's gracious and full acquittal upon principles of His righteousness of all sinners who repent and believe in Christ. Now, I'll give you a definition for justification that is quite simple. That's a good definition, but I'll give you a simpler one that I think you'll appreciate and will be helpful to you. Justification brings the believer unto a relationship of peace and favor with God. Sanctification is the experience beginning in regeneration by which the believer is set apart to God's purposes and is enabled to progress toward moral and spiritual maturity through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in him. Now that's even longer. Still good, very good. It's a great synopsis. I'll give you something very, very simple. Sanctification. Not different in substance, but simpler, easier to remember, maybe easier to grasp. Growth in grace should continue throughout the regenerate person's life. Well, growth in grace will continue throughout the regenerate person's life. It's the work of God. Glorification is the culmination of salvation and is the final blessed and abiding state of the redeemed. Now, that's one of the more interesting, intriguing points of the confession of the Baptist Faith and Message. Because it doesn't describe what that state is. Glorification is the culmination of salvation. It is the final blessed and abiding state of the redeemed. But what is that state? I'll summarize that for you, and then when we get to the week where we focus on D, we'll open that up. We'll open up that present and see the wonderful gift that is glorification. All right, let me just try and give some simple definitions for this. Get these as big as I can. All right, in its broadest sense, salvation includes regeneration. That means receiving spiritual life in the heart. All right, you've maybe heard the phrase born again. Maybe you've heard about born again Christians. Well, any true Christian is a born again Christian. It means, the word literally does mean to be born again, regenerate, to be regenerated, to be born again, to be made again. It means to receive spiritual life in the heart. And that comes from God, that comes from Jesus who is in heaven. And He gives that to us through the power of His Spirit as we hear the gospel of His death and resurrection with faith. When we receive that gospel with faith, we are regenerated or we are born again. And here's my simple definition. It means receiving spiritual life in the heart. Spiritual life in the heart. Ephesians 2, 1 through 10 is a terrific passage that will summarize that doctrine for you. To be born the first time is our natural birth. That's when we come to first experience life on earth. Now, where the child is living inside the mother's womb, but when it's born, it comes into the world on its own. And regeneration. I think that's a simple definition. You email me or message me if you come up with a simpler one. Receiving spiritual life in the heart. Justification. That means God declaring you innocent in His sight. Declaring you innocent and righteous in His sight. You can think of a courtroom. Think of the heavenly courtroom where God is and God is judge. And in that courtroom, you stand trial as a person. And God, instead of bringing the gavel down and declaring you guilty and bringing down condemnation on you, what He does is declare you innocent and righteous. That is called justification. Not bringing down condemnation, but giving you the gift of justification. He justifies you. You are counted as righteous in God's eyes. That is the righteousness of Christ that's given to us as a gift. We'll talk more about that when we get to the subpoint. But so whereas regeneration, simple definition would be receiving spiritual life in the heart. Justification is this, God declaring you innocent and righteous in his eyes. God declaring a sinner innocent and righteous in his eyes. Sanctification. There are many different aspects of sanctification. And so you'll get a lot of different definitions and summaries. Here's the way I summarize what sanctification is. First of all, the word sanctify means to make holy or to consecrate, to set apart. That's literally what the word means. How does God do that is what I want to get to in my simple definition of what is sanctification. I summarize sanctification as this. It is God's gift of holiness to the undeserving sinner. It's God's gift of holiness to the undeserving sinner. Justification was a declaration made about you. Sanctification is a gift that is given within you. It changes who you are. It changes what you are. It begins in the heart, but it impacts the mind and the words. And the whole life is made holy. It's consecrated. It's set apart unto God. You become more and more like God. You become more and more like Christ. All of that, put all of that in one package. It's the gift of holiness. That is what sanctification is. It's God giving you the gift of holiness. And it's a merciful gift. And that's why I say it's God's gift of holiness to undeserving sinners. The only kind of sinners there are undeserving sinners. So the only kind of gifts to those sinners, gracious gifts, are merciful gifts. So, whereas regeneration is the receiving spiritual life in the heart, simple definition. Justification is God declaring the sinner innocent and righteous in his sight. That is a simple definition for justification. Sanctification is God's gift of holiness to undeserving sinners. Glorification means to be glorified. Right? Glorification, to be glorified. It's just putting it in the form of a noun. That means to share in the glory of Christ with him forever. To share in the glory of Christ with him forever. We have to identify in a specific way what is the glory of the glorification. It's the glory of Christ. It's the glory of Christ. And it's sharing in his glory, becoming a partaker of his glory, and being with him. That's the simple definition. Coming to share in the glory of Christ and be with him forever. When we get to that, we'll see there's two different headings, at the very least. We could do more, but at least two headings to talk about what does it mean to share in the glory of Christ. Well, it's to come to share in his resurrection glory. So you will receive a resurrection body like Christ has received a resurrection body. That's the one aspect of it. But the second aspect of it, and I already said this in that simple definition, is to be with him, to see him as he is, to be with him. So to be like him and to be with him, to be like him and to be with him. Resurrection glory with Christ forever. So simple definitions. Okay, we have these. We have four here, but we had two up here. Really, really want to get to the simple definitions on these. I don't want you to be confused or intimidated by these words. Salvation, being saved from the judgment of God against our sin. Check. Redemption, being purchased out of or being bought out of slavery to sin. Regeneration, receiving spiritual life in the heart. Justification, God declaring the sinner innocent and righteous in his eyes. By the way, all of these happen through Christ, right? That's the context of the paragraph. They happen through Christ. They happen because of Christ. They're received by faith in Christ. Sanctification, being made holy, being set apart for God's purposes. Okay, but what's the simple definition? It's the gift of holiness to undeserving sinners. And there are many fruits of sanctification, many effects of sanctification. But the overall picture is being made holy, receiving the gift of holiness. Glorification is coming to share in the glory of Christ and be with him forever. Coming to share in the glory of Christ and be with him forever. This is salvation. This is what it means. Now, I could put all of that in even a tinier, simpler catch-all, definition of what salvation is. It's Jesus bringing sinners into a relationship with God forever. Everything else is filed under that. This is Jesus bringing sinners into a relationship with God through his death and resurrection forever. This relationship will never end. That's salvation. Coming into a relationship with God that will never end through Jesus. And we do want to know the details and the different aspects of it because that's how we come to see more of Jesus. And as we come to see more of Jesus, we come to love him more deeply and know him more intimately and serve him more fervently and faithfully. We want to see the things that we love. We want to see and have fellowship with people that we love. We want to know more about them. And so it is with Jesus too. But this is salvation. I pray that you've received it. If you've not, please know that there's an open door that Christ has opened for any sinner to come to God through faith in him. Father, we thank you for Jesus, for all that he's given us, for all that he's done, for all that he's promised. Thank you for his word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right, thanks for watching again, and I'll see you next Sunday for Catechism 2021 on the 20th Lord's Day, and again next Monday, a week from today, Confession of Faith 2021. It will be week 20, and we'll be looking at regeneration, letter A. All right, God bless you. We'll see you soon.